In an effort to draw attention to politicians whose campaign accounts have been enriched by contributions from hedge fund managers, a coalition of groups has stopped by Albany with something called the Toxic Tour, featuring two performers, Cleanup Carl and Samoa Mariki, neither of whom joins me today, but I do have some other great guests. Charles Kahn is a community organizer at Strong Economy for All, and Chris Talent is the National Campaign Director at May Day America. Charles and Chris, welcome to the Capitol Press Room.
Thank you so much.
So, Charles, tell my listeners what the Toxic Tour is all about, and most specifically, who or what is Cleanup Carl?
Sure. So the history that leads up to this event was five Republican state senators got over $8.3 million in toxic campaign cash from hedge funds through New Yorkers for a Balanced Albany. And the New Yorkers for a Balanced Albany is a front group for, you know, billionaires like Steve Cohen, who's now fighting sexual discrimination cases, Carl Icahn, the Walmart family, Paul Singer. And we brought Cleanup Carl. He's a giant inflatable person in a hazmat suit, and we were also wearing hazmat suits because of how much toxic cash is rigging our political system and how these hedge funds and these billionaires are using all of that money to stop New York from passing common sense policies that should raise taxes on the biggest beneficiaries of the Trump tax plan and the exploding wealth of billionaires to make sure that we can fund essential programs like healthcare, you know, fund our schools, build our roads, fight homelessness, because we have a record amount of people living on the streets in New York.
So, Chris, there is another way of looking at this. This group that the hedge funders are donating through New Yorkers for Balanced Albany, I think they would likely say, we just don't want Albany to be dominated by a single party, the Democratic Party. So we are doing what we can to ensure balance. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I think it's clear that these hedge fund PAC donors have influenced the GOP in Albany to listen to their interests and not the interests of everyday New Yorkers. And, you know, the prime example of that is the fact that the GOP in Albany refuses to close the carried interest tax loophole, which is a loophole that allows private equity managers and hedge fund managers to pay a much lower tax rate than everyday New Yorkers for no reason other than that legislators have been influenced by these big money donors. It's just a completely indefensible loophole. And we see that as a prime example of the influence of this hedge fund campaign cash. And that's why, you know, yesterday we were there with Cleanup Carl and Samoa Mariki to sound the alarm and let everyone know that we're here to expose the fact that the GOP in Albany, and particularly these five top recipients, have been influenced by this toxic cash.
So we're talking about first-term Republican State Senator Elaine Phillips, Hudson Valley Republican Terrence Murphy, another Hudson Valley GOPer, Sue Serino, and two other Long Island lawmakers, Carl Marcellino and Tom Croce. Now, there are two things that these lawmakers have in common. They're Republicans, and they're all considered vulnerable in November. So are you saying then that there are no Democratic state senators that take campaign contributions from hedge funds?
Definitely not saying that. But these folks are the top recipients, and what their record is showing us is that they're listening to their hedge fund donors. And so, yeah, it's definitely true that other elected officials in Albany, you know, have taken money from Wall Street. But these examples are egregious, and we think the influence is clear. And that's why we were there yesterday to raise the alarm. And that's precisely why we're kicking off this toxic tour to take the message in district to these legislators' districts.
So the point of the exercise, I guess, Charles, is to highlight how big money is co-opting our democracy in Albany. And I was hoping that you guys could explain to my listeners that there is a better way of running campaigns rather than dialing for dollars, which we just discussed with Julie Killian. So what is this better way? What would you like to see passed in Albany?
I think there's a host of voting policies and a voting package that has been kind of kicked back and forth around Albany for a long time. And some of the most important policies that they could pass are policies to close the LLC loophole, which is how many of these donors, through their multiple LLCs, circumvent statewide limits on donations. And I think the other piece would be publicly financing of elections, because I think that the state is somewhat limited on how much it can keep the money out. But what it can do is match small donations with public dollars to encourage more fairness in our system. Because what we see right now is that one person does not equal one vote. Because these billionaires are putting in millions and millions of dollars, and it's really influencing these elected officials in a way that actually goes against public opinion. So I think we would love to see public finance of elections. We would love to see the closure of the LLC loophole, among other things. And I think for this year in New York, when we're facing such a dire situation with the Republican tax bill, we need to see these elected officials step away from their donors, look what's going on, see the forest or the trees of all that money, look what's going on, and realize that it's a really responsible and practical policy to ask New Yorkers, especially at the very top, we're going to see billions of dollars in tax breaks this year.
Okay.
To pay a little bit more so that we can have essential program.
There is, again, another way of viewing this. And Chris, it was voiced by my last guest, Julie Killian, who said our districts are so gerrymandered that there are some or many, lawmakers who run unopposed. Should they? And that's why she's against public financing of elections. Can you speak to that issue?
I'm not sure I can precisely speak to that. I'm not sure what she means exactly, but what I would want to emphasize is that there are some core democracy issues that are at stake. And Mayday America is a leader on advocating for small donor financing, fair districts, and voting rights for all. And what I would say is that Clean Up Carl, is a tool that we've used to draw attention to the influence of big donors and problems like that. But what we're really doing is fighting for solutions. We're not trying to just tap into anger and say there's nothing that we can do about it. There's a lot that we can do. And just to echo what Charles said, small donor financing revolutionizes the way that our elected officials conduct campaigns and the way that they govern as a result. And there's a movement for small donor financing that's taking root all over the country. Just this year, Councilman Kalos in the city has been advocating his bill to strengthen the great system in place in New York City. Just a couple years ago, Seattle passed a revolutionary one-of-a-kind small donor democracy vouchers program. Maine has had an incredible program for a while. Connecticut has a program also. These programs have revolutionized the ways that elected officials run for office, and they change the way the elected officials govern because they're not simply listening to big donors. So what I want to emphasize is that there are problems, but there are real solutions, and that's something that I think we want to emphasize, and that we should be able to rally around.
Right. And I would add,
we have about 30 seconds, Charles.
If your last donor really wants more people, less people running unopposed, if she looks in New York City, once they implemented small donor financing, it helped a lot of regular New Yorkers have the opportunity to run for office, and we've seen more competition and better candidates as a result.
Great point. Charles Kahn is a community organizer at Strong Economy for All. Chris Talent is the National Campaign Director at Mayday America. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks, Susan.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO. 2.5 million members speaking with one voice to ensure a better life for working men and women. Information at nysafl-cio.org.